Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're on the world. And we're following back to the second hour. And those that have been following us, this is the I'm the guest host for the Dr. Pat Show, and this is Carrie O'Connor. And I am keeping those phone lines opening. And those new to the show, I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my multidimensional sight vision. I'm a clairvoyant medium, so I do reading, make the long story short. And we are busy with phone lines, and so I'm going to give you the phone number so you could call in and ask your question too. And my show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. So this is what we want to do. We want to give you information that helps empower you. And so the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Sounds like a plan. And it's a double dose of Carrie O'Connor today.
There you go.
Gotta love it. All right. Well, Mona's been waiting so patiently. She's calling actually in from London. I appreciate you holding. She actually has a question about a long-term relationship she's been in. And so let's bring her on. And Mona, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Yeah, hello. Welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Mona. So how can I help you today?
Actually, this is not really a long-term relationship in terms of continuous. I've been on-off with this man for a long time, and I guess, the intensity has been too much, and I have really been militantly fighting my feelings for him, which I have recently, stopped, and I think I have changed a lot of things, but now it's like I'm very overwhelmed and, he's clearly not in any position, to be ready for that, and I can see that. And I'm wondering now, fallen for romantic delusions and trying to fill my cup and don't want to do the work. But something feels very right, and I mean, I would have the patience. Also, there is other stuff. I mean, I feel like the mission that we've come here both, or what I've come here to do, it would be I have actually kind of arranged that with him, and and I don't know, he's really running, how I have been running, and I'm not sure what this is all about, I need some clarity.
Okay, I get it, Mona. What I call these kind of relationships are the twin flamed relationships, and so those twin flames are different energetically. When you just read, everything is energy, which actually keeps it so much easier because we get the emotions out of it, and we just read energy. I just read energy patterns, right? And so when I look way up in the 26th dimension and looking down, and so it strips people's the stories from it and the emotions from it, the intensity, and not that it doesn't have feelings and that we're a bunch of drones or anything like that. It actually goes to unconditional love, and so it's the most ultimate feeling we could ever, ever have. And so
is what I feel. I mean, it feels like no matter what he's doing, I love him, but this is I can't be with him because he is really running the other way.
Right. Exactly, right. Well, you know what, Mona, the paradox with these relationships, the twin-flamed relationships, is that they could bring us to our highest parts of heaven, but also the bottom pits of hell is what I call it. And so, and why, just as far as I could go on and on for hours, and actually I've done a couple shows on the twin-flame relationships, so you might want to look up World Pooja because I know I've talked about this for a full hour. But make a long story short, think of them that they are, if you could see God as the aspect of where we're all one, where we're all connected, and that these people, if you just think of it as an analogy of a puzzle piece, that the twin flamed are like two pieces of the puzzle that are fit together. So we are so connected to these people. We're like almost mirror images of each other. It's beyond soul group. They're obviously part of our soul group, but it's almost like they're a a part of ourself. And so that's why there's such an intensity. And again, they can bring us to our highest parts of beyond words heaven, and also the bottom pits of the beyond words hell. And so,
oh my goodness, how can you see all that? Because it's like, I feel like,
yes,
I would need to totally revolutionize myself in order to be with him and really come from soul rather than from ego. But he would need to do the same, and he has an ego that
well,
is that huge.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
Needs another planet.
Well, you know what, Mona, that's exactly what the issue is. So why we do this, you guys, there's no mistake that you guys met each other. And paradoxically, a lot of times you guys come here to act like tuning forks, and then there's like the intensity. And also you want to remember, part of that agreement was that you would both go up to support each other, to act like you act like continually being tuning forks with each other. And so hopefully the person remembers that they want to grow and reflect the other God self, because you're reflecting the highest part of yourself, your God essence, to the other individual, right? So, and sometimes when the relationship could bring us to the parts where it could feel hellish is when one of the individuals forgets that, right? But and that's what I'm seeing. He's forgetting that part of the contract. Does that mean that he has to forget for the rest of his life? No, but the more you remember, paradoxically, and the more you hold that in your core, and the more you radiate it out with, like, just no agenda, be willing to let him go, be willing to fill yourself up with, again, whatever he reflects with you that makes you feel so full within yourself. Fill it up, like, you work with his energy as in a tuning fork way to fill yourself up. And again, what you're doing is you're talking to his higher essence, or God self to God self is what I call it, and you're saying, hey, buddy, or, you know, remember, but also be willing to let go of outcome, meaning that if he doesn't remember, what I've seen consistently too, Mona, is that people that have attracted the twin flame relationship knows how it feels, knows how it tasted, and so you would tend to be attracting another one in, even though that sounds impossible right now. It would, there are more than one twin flames, because think again in the piece where we're all pieces of puzzle, that there's other sides of the puzzle that we can match with that with a person. So, and especially I'm seeing, Mona, of the last 5 months, the last 5 weeks, I'm seeing 555s from now to May. Whenever I see a clock entering, it's like 3D time has entered, and so on a soul cellular level, and I feel like I'm just affirming this for you or confirming this for you, that time has entered where before it was like time, it really didn't really matter. You guys would go back and forth. But now there's an urgency, emergence within yourself that you're going into. Something's got to give, something's got to move or shift. And what it is you going up to that fifth dimensional energy, which is the high, faster frequency energy. And it does feel like an urgency, emergence. And the more we go with it, then what you're doing is think of your creating a pathway. You're opening the elevator button door, you're pushing it to the fifth elevator, and you're leaving that doorway open for him, and you can't drag him, you can't push him, you can't make him push the elevator button door for him, because that's against the free will, but you're creating a pathway, literally a magnetic pathway for him to go up there to do it if he chooses. And so, and the more that you go and stay up in that higher frequency energy, he'll feel it, he'll know it, and then he'll decide whether he could go up there or not. And I see part of him is running, if you, again, look from the 26th dimensional way looking down, it could be appear to be running from you, but he actually shrinks down to where I see he's 1.5 to 3-year-old child, where he's terrified of stepping into out into the world, into heartfelt energy. He's terrified of that, and his whole right side of his energy looks like an accordion, and he's being stretched, and I just see like pieces of glass falling out of it. And so he could be playing it through the part of you as far as is this period right now as far as this growth. But we all come in here with themes, and we do it in certain departments. Some people do it with money, some people career, some people with relationships, personal relationships, some people do it with home and family drama, that kind of deal. But I'm seeing that this is where it's your dealing, or think of that sometimes you're dealing with his 2.5, his 1 to 3-year-old child. So when it feels personal, it's the wounded child aspects. We're not talking about the divine child that is stuck in those aspects, that is doing the running. It's like, you can't catch me on the gingerbread man. And there's a part that he's not seeing that he's running from his essence, that he is terrified to sit down and to embrace and to look at the wounded part, the shadow part, but we can't run from that. We have to sit there and embrace that part, because then it takes the charge out of it. Then we are able to integrate it, right? And so that's where I see Mona, especially again from now to the month of five. So think of March through May. Today's March 1st, March, April, May. It's a huge growing period for you, because I see a stalk. It's like a sunflower stalk, and it's getting – the sunflower stalk is very thick. It's very – and the sunflower represents to me spirituality, getting into sense of more spirituality, and that yellow goes right down to the third chakra. I see it right over your head too. And so actually it's fascinating, because then the spine, the stem looks like it goes right up your spine. So think of that. You're entering a real healing period, and especially around your third chakra, your whole foundational energy, your first, second, and third chakra, that's going to help you expand and grow and go up to that, again, that fifth elevator, which represents the fifth dimensional energy, which represents where we're going right now and getting out of the 3D reality, where that 3D has that separation, has the veil, has the chaos, has the drama. And think of the fifth dimension has feelings, not drama. There's a big difference between emotions, which is energy emotion, versus feelings, which is a higher frequency. It's like having static in having the emotions, or having beautiful music playing that is not static, and that's like the feelings, and that's what you're looking for, that's what you're bridging to, that's what you've, it's like you've heard that note, and that's what he helped activate in you. And then as soon as you taste that nectar, you don't want anything else, because you know it's out there. And so that's what you're finding yourself within. And so again, when you mirror it out to him, he has a choice, and he can remember, and it's going to be very easy for you. A lot easier than you think, especially when it comes from now to May, Mona, because if he chooses not to stay in that, if he chooses to stay in that separation part and do the running thing, it's just going to become more crystal clear of saying, wait a minute, I have to take accountability and responsibility. I'm losing my energy. I'm losing my life force, in that we are multidimensional, amazing beings, in that we are stepping into this amazing part of
can
our evolutionary process.
Can I just, like, ask you, because I have really, like, literally not, you know, I have spent most of my life kind of, like, you know, like, alone. I was never in relationships as such.
Right.
I mean, like, but I kind of, like, I feel a bit like I'm very good in, like, you know, in bridging and kind of, like, you know,
yes,
offering
you are.
That.
You're
but I feel he has...
Yeah.
I feel like
we have to go our first break. We'll pick it up after our first break, but we do have to go to our first break, okay?
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stove hood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's eCloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's ASKDRKEL.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. Three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Welcome back, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and we're here with you to the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go back to Mona, and then we'll be going right to the other phone line.
Sounds good. And Mona, welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. You're back on live.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Mona, what I just want to finish off, because I know you're a wonderful example for many, many listeners, that the twin flame relationship, again, it has an intensity, and there's also common themes such as a lot of times that you don't to give your heart to anybody. You'd rather be by yourself than with a frivolous, or, you know, you're just not going to do that. And so that's, again, another common symptom. But what the good news is, especially since the year 2008, that the twin flame relationship, think of it as like a woken up, or like people's conscious or unconscious energies are waking up to have our relationships go to the twin flame, to go to the divine complement. So with your certain energy pattern, that's going to be right up your alley. So that's wonderful, meaning that there's more people waking up, ready to go to that fifth dimensional energy, ready to go to that fifth elevator, the way I simply call it, and really stepping into the you complement me relationship. So there's a part of you that you've been waiting for this period of welcoming in the divine feminine energy. You're holding that. And so there's a part where he's really helped open up that part within yourself. It's like the yin-yang. It's like the divine Shiva. It's the divine goddess and the divine male energy. And as we hold it within ourselves, then we bring it a person within it. So we absolutely actually like a tuning fork with that for you to activate your divine feminine. You did for his divine male. If he chooses to stay at that point, which sometimes this can happen in these relationships, and actually does happen quite a bit, and that's where. But the good news is that there's a surging of these partnering, and so I'm watching, especially since May and through March, that you are going to be able to, if he doesn't step up to it and he just continues to run that, it will be a lot easier for you just to stay up in that fifth elevator and not drop down to that 3D separation, because it just feels too good to be up in that fifth elevator. And then that will also bring in a fifth elevator relationship if that is on that same page, that is not, you don't have to run, that they are running to you. How about, let's put it that way. So great year for you, great growth period. There's a major changes in all departments of your life, and this is where you've been prepping yourself for the last 5 years, last 5 months in particular, and think of over the next 5 weeks is a major, again, shifting for you. Look to see a lot of 555s and 1212s is what I'm seeing from Archangel, actually Metatron, very big time with you. And so and what I call the blue lady energy. So that's all about the divine feminine. So where are the blues?
Thank you,
welcome,
ma'am.
The blues, the divine feminine. I just keep on seeing all this cobalt and lavender too. So all of that's going to help and support you, Mona. So keep up the good work, and you will be stepping into that relationship, and you're going to hold it within yourself first, and then you'll reflect it and get that on the outside, okay?
Thank you very much,
you're welcome,
Carrie.
Honey.
I mean,
you're
like,
welcome.
You know, really, thank you very much
you're
for
welcome,
the work
you're
doing.
You're welcome. You have a lovely day.
Bye.
All right. Thanks very much, Mona, from calling in all the way from London. So, Carrie, you've
London
gone global.
Calling.
You're global. You're international.
That's right.
You always have been. Let's stick locally here. We have actually Michelle now calling in. She's calling in from Shoreline, Washington. She's been going through some health issues. Let's see what's on the – well, let's see what's going on with her. Maybe we can help her out. Michelle, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Carrie, I had a reading with you in January, and I told you I was getting a dental procedure to clear out some old toxins and such from my jaw. It's called cavitations. And anyway, now I'm kind of wondering if I'm having a bladder issue. I just think I'm cleansing after that, but I just wanted to check in. I've been having shooting pains in my groin.
Okay.
And then I wondered if there was time just to ask anything my guides want to tell me.
Okay. All right. What I'm getting pulled to is that you just have that you had a procedure in January. It's March, so
it was really tough.
I was just going to say, you're bringing me right to back to the teeth, right back to the back of it. And so what I'm watching is residual energy. And a lot of times, especially when we have a physical procedure and you're very empathic, it's like being soft and giving yourself time, you know? So, again, you had a physical and energy procedure, so that means it affected the mental, emotional. And I literally would do infinity eight. So I would do a whole bunch up and down your jaw. It's like I just see this line that cuts the meridians all around your jaw. So I would go and do sideways eights with that. And then when I go to the groin, like the back of the teeth are bringing me right down to the kidneys, which are bringing me down to old grief, ancient grief, and then right to the center of the second chakra, and I'm seeing a plum-sized block there that's right smack in the middle. And so that means really clearing out generational patterns on both the left side and the right side, and that, again, it has a theme of not only this is beyond grief, this is don't self-esteem, self-worth, why don't I matter or why don't I count? And so it's like a sense of just seeing you with your head down, feeling like a sense of defeated. And so this is where it's actually it's interesting because I'm watching these tubes coming in on the right side that has to do, this is a very plummy color where this very corally pink energy is coming in, especially now through the next couple of months. And I do see that this over the next 3 days, 3 weeks is a big major turning point, and that pink brings in that unconditional love. And then I see that it goes right to the back of the thymus. And I also see it's opening up the middle of your heart chakra, and I see the heart chakra in three different levels, and that middle part is the human-to-human experience. And so think of the long short of it is changing the human-to-human experience, remembering that we are angels having the human experience, and especially clearing out cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with the human experience. And so clearing out the grief, the separate feeling separated from source, God, angels, and realizing that we are inside of ourselves. It's like really visualizing anything that you could do, Michelle, to see daily yourself growing as the angel, having yourself, seeing yourself, becoming the walking heart chakra, seeing yourself in a miniature you in your heart and stretching that inside your physical body, emotional body, mental body, stretching it to the 3 to 4 feet around you will accelerate your literal physical healing and have you feel like you're much more in the core, your core. And I'm also seeing wearing any kind of pinks and corals is going to be very helpful. And I just, obviously, you're clearing out your throat chakra too. And I almost feel like I want to do like water, salt, water washes, very much increasing your alkalinity because I see oranges and grapes all over, oranges and lemons all over you, and any kind of alkalinity in your diet, if you could increase it, acid, get rid of it, that's going to be, again, very helpful for you. But I'm watching you energetically, you're turning the corner, even though your physical body might not quite feel that right yet, but I do see that you're making huge steps, okay?
Okay, good.
Very good? Good for you.
Is any messages from my guides?
That was a great big huge message.
Okay, you're very good.
It's all about the heart energy. It's all about like you're releasing what it means to be like the human, and that you are the angel, the multidimensional self having a human experience. You're much more than any part of the stories, and so you're releasing old grief and opening up to enjoying, bringing in more joy, more happiness, more taking a bite out of life, and all of that kind of stuff. And so, so be here now is the biggest thing. Joy, be here now. I'm literally here. Joy to the world. Joy, joy, joy. So are you happy? Get into the heart chakra. Teach warmth in your heart chakra. Feel warmth. This is getting way out of our heads, and this is for all of us. We are all in the head part and all in the gerbil right head. And so it's being able to literally bring those energy tubes into our feeling body, not our emotional body. Our emotional body is all into the dramas and the traumas, into the stories. And we're bridging over to remembering that feeling part and that feeling feeling is, again, is an unconditional love. The feeling does not have the static, energy that the emotion have. So you're definitely bridging yourself into that, literally doing bridges in your energy field. So that's, it's a huge bridging time, okay?
Okay, very good.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
My dear. Okay, bye-bye.
Let me just turn on my microphone. Thanks, Michelle, for calling in. I appreciate the call. And it leaves another line here open at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off Denver, Colorado now. We have Arthur standing by. He and his wife have been going through some circles on the financial situation. Let's see if we can help Arthur and his wife out. Arthur, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you very much, everybody.
How are you doing, Arthur?
I'm doing well, Carrie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. So what's going on?
Well, as we mentioned in our preview of the question, we seem to be going in sort of circles in terms of our financial situation. So we wonder where could be our energy block and what's going on. For example, one of those circles is that we were unable to sell our condominium in Miami. We had moved to Denver 2 years ago for my work, and now we have this condominium that kind of is a financial burden. So the question is, where potentially could be our energy blocks that we are not allowing this flow of money into our lives?
Okay, all right. Arthur, when I look right in your energy field, I go right smack to the top of your third chakra, and I'm seeing a grandfather coming in, I'm seeing him giving you a microphone, and it's interesting because it looks like you're on top of the world, and I'm seeing you 3 to 5 years old. I'd also really encourage you to look at paternal lineage, especially going back to grandfather, great-grandfather, because I see somebody that's on top of the world then getting deflated. And so think of somebody having high hopes or even having success, and then all of a sudden the world pulls out the rug underneath them, because what you're literally doing is clearing a generational pattern that goes way back as far as, again, even great-grandparents. And so and that's where I'm watching you clear out any kind of cellular post-traumatic stress. So it didn't have to be your physical experience. It's in your energetic history. When I go over to your wife's energy field, I see the left side of her second chakra, and that has to, I see her way in the back, and it looks like Cinderella. And so I would encourage her to look at her mother's side of the family of worthy taking in. And whenever I see the symbol of Cinderella, it means to me there's like deep-seated generational patterns that has to do with not only self-worth issues, that I'm worthy of taking little things, taking in little things, or I give out more than I take in. So she works on her taking in energy and that she is worthy of it. And you work on the affirmations of that the world is a safe place, that my outside circumstances do not define me, only my inner self place defines me. What am I feeling now? Both of you getting into that heart chakra and feeling, it's not only enjoyment, it's like excitement, because I'm watching you, it's like the opposite, where I see a little you, all of a sudden you get bigger, 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 and then the world gets smaller. So that means from now into the J's, June and July, of feeling like back in balance, where you're on top of the world, where that means you feel like you're running your energy in the in a proactive way, feeling like life force creator, because you've got a lot of yellow energy in your energy field, and yellow people are very good with business directing. And so, and part of this does have to, when I see the earth, it has earth timing influences, and the higher the earth, that means like it has the extra karmic contract too. But I do see a shift in this. And so, again, it's like both of you, it's affecting different chakras. So, again, your wife clearing out her second chakra, yours your third. And both of you, if you do in a lot of infinity eights, or literally taking your hand on your abdomen, because a lot of people forget that it's our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, and then drawing those infinity eights outside in the energy body too. So it's like an inch away, 2 inches away, 3 inches away, and even go out to the 3 to 4 feet away, and you could do it by intending that. And what you're literally doing is reconnecting the communication between the right side and the left side of the body, and put both of the aspects of the child aspect into your heart, and making you feel safe. So if you see yourself in a chair, or I call it the God hand, where I see myself in this hand that represents the heartbeat of Creator Source, and I sink into it, so my cellular body feels comfortable, supported, and that's really important for you, to feel very energetically supported, that something is not going to come up behind me and pull the rug out underneath me. And then I just hear your whole body go, ah, meaning stretching into that security. And again, I see major shifts with that, including selling stuff and having yourself sense like you're back in the wagon again, or you're directing the energy again. I see like somebody directing a boat, and this energy is coming out very easily. And so It's like learning how to, you and your wife are learning to do what I call the directing our life with a loose outline. So we have a loose outline means less, more by in the flow, in the now than we have even 2 years ago, 5 years ago, meaning having to be in the now and not maybe knowing what the 5-10 year plan is, but knowing, trusting, allowing that to, the more we put our energy into the now, the more that that plan is going to be fine because we're directing it to be. So that's a real generational pattern clearing, but I do see you guys flipping it around, okay?
Yes, great.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Kari. We appreciate your reading.
You're welcome.
That you do for so many people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Arthur. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks, Arthur, for calling in. It leaves another line open here at the Kari O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And let's see here, Kari, I think we're a little bit past our break.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and jump to the break. And you're listening to the Kari O'Connor Show, a double dose, 2 hours of Kari. And we'll be right back.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for 3 extraordinary men and 1 amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. 3 men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and 3 extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back to the Kari O'Connor Show, and I'm Kari O'Connor here with you to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Sure, let's do that. Let's bring on Travis. He's calling in from Black Diamond, Washington. He had a question about free energy, and I'll let him explain a little further in detail what he's talking about. So, Travis, welcome to the Kari O'Connor Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm actually calling about energy, like the guy, like Will said, about 100 years ago, a man came up with free energy, and his name was Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
And he was going to give everybody on the planet free energy.
Yes, I'm
and the people financing him pulled the plug because they didn't they weren't going to make any money if he gave everybody free energy.
Exactly. That's where Edison got the money. Yep.
So I think the people of the planet would be a lot better off if all of a sudden one day we had free energy.
Right.
And I'm wondering if it's ever going to come out.
Right.
Or what do you think of that?
Well, Travis, what I see is that this is the year 2009 and 2010 was the Bridger year. It's like the year of endings, meaning we're making a new Earth here, a new Earth, a new world, and this is where the Earth, she's like, hey, guys, I'm doing it, whether you go kicking or screaming or you're going to do it with grace and ease. And so and that means new ways of doing stuff. And so, and that also means things coming out that was uncovered before, secretive before, blah, blah, blah. It's all about endings to, again, allow new beginnings. And so as far as their the free energy, a lot of, yes, I do see that coming out. I also see, I know I had a client that made a crystal chip that cost $30 that you could put it in the gas tank and save 3/4 of your tank. Did anyone back him up? No. And so there's a lot of those things that have been out and about. And even there's, I believe if my friend told me that not only there's one state, but there's a country that's totally going on the wind power. I think it's Sweden or somewhere. So, and there's a state, it's somewhere in the States that a country, a whole town is doing wind power. So all of those things, it's part of the Gaia, Mother Earth, coming back into balance, and it's the divine feminine energy, which is all about, again, the softness is about leaving the yang energy, and it's not male bashing. We're all male and female energy, so it's we're definitely going back to those periods, and with this is over the next couple of years, and this year and last year was major turning point, pivotal turning point, and going back to basics in the way of we've been way out of balance. Just think the bigger, the better RUVs. Think of those, I saw those Hummer things, and I'm like, good God, and like a family of two in a Hummer, you know, we've just really kind of gone off the pendulum as far as out of balance, and now our soul is calling for balance, coming back in alignment, and it doesn't mean we can't have things, but it's all about balance, and it's thinking of inclusive. How about, it's just like the indigenous tribes were making a decision about their grandchildren's grandchildren. So they'd be thinking about 7 generations before they would make a major decision, before they, you know, plant a garden, plant a tree, because they know the interconnectedness of everything. And so we're individually and collectively going back on that to balance with that. And so, yes, we're going to see and hear all about these things. And then the kids that are coming up in the Bridger generation, and that we're meaning that they're going to be much more open and not resistant, and they're going to be much more like, of course. And that means a lot of us, too, if a lot of us are going to say, of course, it makes sense to be much more in balance. And so we're right at that period right now, and yes, we'll be seeing a lot of different things, and it's going to be very interesting. And it's a wonderful thing because it's a renewal process, and that renewal process is bringing back, again, renewed Earth, thousands of years of peace, golden age, heard of it many times. And that's what we're entering into.
Okay, thanks very much.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Travis.
Yeah, thanks, Travis, for calling in. And, you know, around here in Seattle, it's been pretty popular around, like, the Microsoft area and in, you know, I should say Silicon Valley. It's our own little version up here. But, you know, I've seen more and more Tesla versions of their automobiles on the roads these days. And some of our other producers around here and On Air Talents, they've purchased the Prius. The Toyotas, which have had the energy kind of, you know, they're cutting it in half. I mean, this is the way of going green. And it's definitely big in our area up in Seattle. And hopefully it's, you know, venturing out to others.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
I noticed, Benny, when I went out to Seattle, I was very happy to see it. You guys are very green. I mean, even more than L.A. or California, or, you know, you guys really are. Not to do comparisons, I don't want to do that, but being from the New England, you guys are, you know, there was no air conditioners around. I was like, and part of it's not only because you guys, the weather tends not to need it, but it's also you're very aware of having the non-ecological, you know, it's not very good for the economy. I mean, the environment. So that's very, very cool to hear. So yes, we are going back to balance, and it's those are great questions to have, and awareness, because people sometimes they're just not aware of it, or they're afraid. I know with my parents, they're like, there's not enough technology. They would be glad to buy an electrical car, but they think that has to have a lot of studies underneath the belt. But what Travis brought out is that there's been tons of studies things have been studied for a very long time. It's all about timing, and now is the time. Bottom line.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And what I really definitely see around here that I am really appreciative of, I mean, I grew up basically after moving down here from Alaska, that's like recycling is what you do. It's part of, you know, it's secondhand. It's exactly what we love doing. You know, building my house, I actually went elsewhere other than, you know, just going to the random hardware store to get new products. I actually went to secondhand used places and, you know, tried to recycle a lot of the items that a lot of, you know, they still have great usage for.
Right, exactly.
You know, doors and windows and
exactly.
Not a roof.
Exactly.
That's kind of particular. You can't really take a roof off and put on another roof, but, you
right,
know,
right.
Stuff like that. But what I really was, you know, I admired for our city in particular, Seattle and the outlying, you know, Bellevue and Issaquah and all the other, you know, east side cities is... It's really second nature on recyclables and getting kids to be aware of recycling, that it's good for you and
right.
good for the environment, good for the area. And
right.
I've been to other cities. You know, I will say in L.A., I went down there last year and it was fewer to notice, like, oh, I would have a bottle and be like, where may I recycle this? They're like, oh, we don't recycle.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
why don't you? Like, it's it
exactly.
just seems like I have to do it. And then I was
right.
like, you know. I
right.
carried around with me. I had to find a place to properly dispose of it. It's just part of my lifestyle. So we definitely want to continue that trend on. And I'm just going to jump right here. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. It's a double hour of Carrie on the Dr. Pat Show. So if you have a question for her, you'd like to come on the air with us and experience Carrie O'Connor and her fascinations, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be right back with more.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. Three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Let Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved premium natural spring water help you find the love within yourself. Say the words, I am loved, with every conscious sip, because the quality of your thoughts creates the quality of your life. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California, now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles, on sale at aquamantra.com/I am loved. And know you are loved.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, you're getting a double dose of Kara today on the Kara O'Connor Show. We had the previous hour, she was doing her normal routine here on 1150kknw.com into her outlying areas at CBS Radio and all the other affiliates and CRN. So let's hit up Marty. Marty's calling in from La Follette. I believe I got that right. Not, it's north of Knoxville, Tennessee. So hopefully I got that right. I got to work on my, you know, my languages. But it happens. But last year she had a pretty tough year. She had a death in the family, and she's wondering if it will turn around for her. So Marty, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kara. Thank you for your time.
Welcome.
I had an awful year last year, and I guess you could say now I look at life through different glasses than I did, you know, a year ago.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you could tell me what you saw around me for this coming year.
Okay. Marty, I'm seeing what they call sometimes with in the healer work, they talk about the wounded healer going through the dark night of the soul to become the healed healer. And that's what I'm watching you doing. And that makes the best kind of healer life experience. And so I'm watching you, and sometimes it could feel, especially when I'm looking at the January 2010, like a, I just see the eye of a needle. So it could see, I'm watching you putting your eye in the needle, so it looks like this looks big, this looks harder. It's all about perception, mm-hmm. just like what you said. My perception has changed. My perception has changed immensely. And so when people have those experiences, Marty, we all have a choice. We can shrink down, curl up our energy and like a ball and say, I'm not going to go on anymore. I can't. And I just can't do it anymore. Or it's like or we can make lemonade, you know, and I'm seeing that you're coming out, and it's like, especially from the Jays, from January 2010, from now to June, July, as like a lobster that, think of when it gets a puts its tail over boiling water, it instinctively puts its tail up. Think of that your energy is like the tail, it's starting to go down and starting to ground. And so from now mm-hmm. until June and July, feeling more grounded. When we've had a lot of trauma in our life, it literally causes cellular post-traumatic stress. And so energetically, we could go up and out of our body. And so this is where, again, I'm seeing since January, you like floating back into your body, being grounded. I'd really work on grounding exercises, making sure you're in your feet, connecting with nature. All of those kind of mm-hmm. things will help accelerate. And I do see that this is the year, is a turning around year. And I also see at the end of the year 2010, you looking back at this year and seeing it as, again, the turning the corner period, the bridged over troubled water period. And when I see mm-hmm. you in 3 years from now, I see last year as in the year 2012, the 209 was the period of life altering. It's like those that saying, if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger, or that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm watching you. But I also see you turn around and help when I see these seeds getting passed out. I call it the Johnny Appleseed movement, and that's my symbol of having your experience and having you help other people. And even if it's like you feed people by telling your story, and even if you're at the hairdresser's and you say what happened and that you had the person know that you got through it, it's like you're passing seeds out, giving people downloads, energetic downloads, actually, and that it gives them hope, gives them a lot. We give it more information than we could ever knew. Yeah, click mm-hmm. tuning fork to somebody else. And so, yes, this is the year of turning around. And, again, I'm watching you ground into the body to really connect with nature. Trees in particular, and I keep on hearing elm as far as Bach flower remedies. There's a remedies that are excellent. They're called Bach flower remedies if you're not familiar with them. They have rescue remedy, and they also have this elm. Elm would be very good for you, and rescue remedy as far as supporting you back into your body, your physical body. I also see your vitamin D3 level is not is low, so you should increase your vitamin D3. And that we want it to be between 70 to 110, so check with your doctor, because I know it's not next to 70 milliunits, and that doesn't only affect our bones, but affects a lot of different things in our body, our endocrine system, all of that kind of stuff. So this is mm-hmm. tweaking up and fixing the physical vessel as you are, again, clearing out the emotional, mental, spiritual bodies, and it's getting everything back into alignment again. I give out free energy exercises, Marty, so if you email, and this is for every and anybody, if you want the free energy exercises, just email my assistant, Wendy, at union1111@yahoo.com. Ask for the free energy attunements, and that you can get those. And I really encourage you to work with them. They will help you. And again, I do see that this is a turning corner and that bridge at the end of the tunnel, all those kind of sayings. And again, it's like a period of you helping other people. It's like when people take crises and then they turn it around and they help other individuals with it. And it also is a healing of your grief in the process. Okay, honey?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, okay. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
All right, honey. All right. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And I think we got time for one more caller here. Carrie, let's go off to Port Orchard, Washington. We have Kelly now standing by. She woke up. Well, this is actually a pretty good story. Let me set this up here for you. So she woke up with a presence in her room while her and her husband were sleeping. Kind of woke her up, kind of startled her. She wanted to know what it was. Maybe a guide looking in on her and her husband. We're not sure. So let's get more details from Kelly. Kelly, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Kelly?
I woke up in the middle of the night. It was about last week, and I don't know. There was a guide, I don't know, above my husband and I. I'm just kind of wondering who was, if it's a guardian angel or a guide. I don't know.
Okay. What did it feel like to you?
Oh, very peaceful. I wasn't frightened at all. I was just at peace, and I wanted to share it with my husband, so I sat up and tried to wake him up, at which point he just woke up, and I just laid back down. But it was very warm and welcoming. It wasn't frightening.
Right. What's that?
I wanted to share it with Scott. I was so excited.
I was seeing your husband's grandfather standing over him, and it seems like he either didn't know him or has gone for a long time ago, and so he's like guiding him. But he also brings in this other. That's just interesting because I see Archangel Gabriel coming in for you. So the grandfather was looking over your husband. It's almost like look where my little boy has come. You know what I mean? Like a proud kind of sense. But then he gives the message to you as far as Archangel Gabriel. I also see Gabriel, to me, is associated with the number 333. We're entering the number 3, so think of over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, that there's a period of you expanding, sensing the other dimensions and the other realms more and more and more, especially during Dreamtime and Sleep Town. And so the person that you saw was your husband's grandfather has done enough work over there to be a guider person. And again, it's like a sense of pride, but he also is thanking you because you help your husband open up and that you act like a tuning fork to him and that you have, whenever I hear this, the saying, you've come a long way, baby, it's one of my fast messages that they get of helping your husband step up to his evolutionary next place, and that this you guys are in a huge growth period, both of you, and that he follows your lead as far as your husband follows the lead up to the place of being able to realize that we are angels having the human experience and having more of those angelic experiences. So that's very, very cool. Very good.
Thank you so much.
I just heard him say, Sam, I am, as far as some sort of Samuel, but I'm also hearing Charles, but it feels like other people that he's bringing in out of the woodwork for your husband, because when they start pulling people behind them, that means coming in with soul group and all these other things. And I see three people, and so he is bringing your husband's guides too. And so it's like a pack of three for you and a pack of three for him. And I always pay attention when I see threes, because that's a significant trinity supporting you guys for, again, an expansion and growth period, which is very good. Then I see the yin-yang sign, so that's my sign of bringing balance, a lot of balance, and a lot of activity coming up. But I'm also seeing that you can handle it, so that's a very good thing. Wonderful. Good for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Very good.
Yeah, and that does it, man. You got about a minute and a half there, Carrie, to wrap things up.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I was the guest host of Dr. Pat, and earlier we had the regular Carrie O'Connor Show. So I encourage you to look at the website, CarrieO'Connor.com, for all upcoming events. We have a lot of stuff happening. The union, we have the gathering coming up. We have the absolute wonderful mentorship class coming up, all exciting things. And so I was just looking at the, I'm doing a children, not the, it's a class about the children, the Bridger children. So I'm excited about doing that too. So all of that information, again, is on the website, www.carrieoconnor.com. Sign up for the free newsletter so you're always in the now, knowing what's happening. And as today, may you align with the divine throughout the week. Until next week, align with the divine.